droughts, fires, floods. But our economy is cold. Recession, job losses. What if we could make our planet cooler and the economy hotter? We can, if we end our dependence on foreign oil and switch to clean energy. The carbon pollution from oil and coal that's melting the ice caps and warming the planet? Cap it and spur new investment and jobs in clean energy like wind and solar. Investing in clean energy could provide more than 37 million jobs for American workers in the next 20 years. That's right, 37 million jobs. Closing the carbon pollution loophole makes polluters pay and helps clean companies prosper so they can hire more workers. As a result, the planet cools, the economy heats up. Pretty cool. I mean, hot.
Paid for by the Alliance for Climate Protection.
Hey, tea lovers, this is Betsy Rosenberg, and I hope you know about my favorite brand of tea. If not, listen up. This is not just another brand of tea. It's an entirely different level of tea. I'm talking about Mighty Leaf, the tea that's so delicious it helped my husband and I kick our coffee habit a few years ago. Not only does Mighty Leaf use the whole leaf of teas grown in China, India, and beyond, and come in a flavorful assortment of blacks, greens, and whites, but the pouches that hold the tea are as high a quality as the tea itself. The silk and biodegradable sacks are not only glue, staple, and chemical-free, they're gorgeous and made from corn. Check it out yourself. You'll find Mighty Leaf at Whole Foods markets across the country, in the finest hotels and restaurants, as well as online at MightyLeaf.com. My current favorites are the Organic Detox Infusion and Organic Green Dragon. So start your day with a cup of organic Mighty Leaf tea and get infused with your green routine. In stressful times like these, we need to detoxify our bodies as well as our environment. Discover for yourself why with just one cup of Mighty Leaf tea, you'll be hooked for life. For personal and planetary health, drink Mighty Leaf.
This is the Green Talk Network, helping to provide a sustainable future for us all.
You're listening to On the Green Front with Betsy Rosenberg. The phone lines are open for your comments and questions at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141.
Hey, tea lovers, this is Betsy Rosenberg, and I hope you know about my favorite brand of tea. If not, listen up. This is not just another brand of tea. It's an entirely different level of tea. I'm talking about Mighty Leaf, the tea that's so delicious it helped my husband and I kick our coffee habit a few years ago. Not only does Mighty Leaf use the whole leaf of teas grown in China, India, and beyond, and come in a flavorful assortment of blacks, greens, and whites, but the pouches that hold the tea are as high a quality as the tea itself. The silk and biodegradable sacks are not only glue, staple, and chemical-free, they're gorgeous and made from corn. Check it out yourself. You'll find Mighty Leaf at Whole Foods markets across the country, in the finest hotels and restaurants, as well as online at MightyLeaf.com. My current favorites are the Organic Detox Infusion and Organic Green Dragon. So start your day with a cup of organic Mighty Leaf tea and get infused with your green routine. In stressful times like these, we need to detoxify our bodies as well as our environment. Discover for yourself why with just one cup of Mighty Leaf tea, you'll be hooked for life. For personal and planetary health, drink Mighty Leaf.
This is the Green Talk Network, helping to provide a sustainable future for us all.
You're listening to On the Green Front with Betsy Rosenberg. The phone lines are open for your comments and questions at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You can also send Betsy Rosenberg an email. Her address is betsy@thegreenfront.com. Now back to On the Green Front with Betsy Rosenberg.
Welcome back to Green Front Radio. I've just gotten back from the Green Front lines. Last week there was a big Green Business Conference in San Francisco called Ceres. They were celebrating their 20th anniversary. They bring together investor types and corporate types and lots of environmental activists. So really a merging, a blending of the two worlds, and that's exactly where it needs to happen and where the power is shifting. And then the Goldman Awards, a big event here in San Francisco Monday night. It was also their 20th anniversary. And then the next day, flying down to Southern California for the Fortune Magazine conference I've been mentioning, and I've been so excited in speaking with Van Jones at the top of the hour and then Kevin Verse, about his real-life example of how he bought up a factory where the workers have just been laid off because of the economy. They were building windows. They just bought them up, and they're going to be putting those folks back to work, making more energy-efficient windows in the coming weeks and months. And we're going to stay on that track. But I just wanted to mention, in all my excitement with my guest, forgot to mention that the keynote speaker, in addition to Van Jones, was a guy named Bill Clinton, former president of these United States, talking about climate change for an hour. And, again, another sign of the times, just that a president is, you know, doing a lot of work with his Clinton Foundation to combat global warming and also, you know, speaking to this kind of gathering. So Marie Kirpins is one of those, like me, who's been around a long time before much of the world was paying attention to these things. She is the principal of a company called Green Careers. And while we've been focusing in our conversations with Kevin and Van in the first part of the hour about how to go from blue-collar jobs to green-collar jobs, Marie focuses a little bit more on the white-collar crowd that want to put a little more green behind their collar. Welcome to the Green Front, Marie Kirpin.
Thanks, Betsy.
So it's been, what, at least a decade you've been helping people make the transition. Is that correct?
It is indeed. I was the first green career consulting firm.
And once again, you're a fellow Marin County person. I always feel like I'm just putting my friends on, but it just so happens I've got a lot of green friends and live in a particularly environmentally advanced part of the country. But, of course, the whole goal of the movement and this show in particular is to expand that green gospel out there to the rest of America.
Yeah, I call Marin, actually I call the Bay Area ground zero for the sustainability movement.
And I call it a green mine in terms of sources, people to interview. Never have a shortage of great content and people to come on. So tell us about how your work has, how it evolved originally. You were being, you know, a trailblazer in your area, mm-hmm. and how it's evolved and where things are right now in terms of the kind of clients you're getting and what they're looking to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I started Green Careers in 2000 because I got religion about sustainability around that time, and I had been doing career consulting to mid-career professionals, executives, and middle managers who had been laid off, helping them get repositioned for a number of years. And so when I started thinking about how can I apply my skills to the green space, it became obvious that we were going to need people to transfer into green careers and to align their ecological values with their work. So I decided to start a Green Careers private practice and work with that population and help them make the switch. In 2000, that was a very new idea, so it was slow going at the very beginning, and I did a lot of speaking at green festivals to sort of raise the consciousness about it. But it took off slowly but surely. And in about 2005, there was a real jump, and I think it's because the recognition that global warming and climate change was real gave a real jump start to green careers.
When 2005 was the year Katrina, Wilma, and Rita hit, I believe.
Yes.
That perfect storm.
Yes, a perfect storm, exactly. So out of adversity sometimes comes an advantage. So once people started realizing that climate change is a real thing and that the solution is converting to renewables as quickly as possible, that really gave a jump to green careers. And now I would say that the sectors that have the most traction are all related to trying to mitigate the impacts of climate change, and that would include all sources of renewable energy generation like wind and solar and hydro and biofuel. So people that are working in the generation of renewable power, and then those sectors where power is used, namely green building, we need to restructure the built environment where most of the energy is used. As your former guest mentioned, something like 50% of the energy used is used in buildings. So building is very big, and the green building movement has a lot of traction. And then the other space is transportation, needing to move toward more sustainable forms of transportation. And I think the stimulus package is going to go a long way toward pushing things like rail, because trains are so much more efficient than cars, trucks, or buses.
You talk about how green jobs and green careers are really the way out of this economic mess.
Yeah, for sure. People say often say to me, well, don't you think green careers are going to tank along with the rest of the economy? And my feeling is quite the opposite, that the way out is through green careers, and that that's where the rising boat is. So the solution to our problems, actually, I think of us as having a triple threat right now, or a triple challenge, between climate change, collapsing economy, and the end of fossil fuels. We have three gigantic factors operating, any one of which would be enormous. And the interesting thing is that moving towards sustainability is the solution to all three. So we're lucky that at least the solutions aren't antagonistic to one another. In fact, it's really the way out of all three issues.
Give us an example. Just, you know, we talk so much about green jobs, and a lot of people are thinking, well, are they just talking about, you know, some former construction worker who is taught how to, you know, install solar panels, which is certainly part of it. But give us some examples of people who you might not expect making the transition. And, for instance, I guess I'm an example, even though I did it, about the same time you did, but it wasn't because we talked. It was just because, like you, I had a wake-up call and really recycled myself from a general assignment news reporter and anchor to you know, trash talk lady, and it was because I realized that was a big story and it was not getting covered in mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
But I took my skills, you know, 20 years in broadcasting, and just sort of put, you know, a green lens on it and just made that slight shift, and it made my work a whole lot more meaningful and satisfying. Not better paying, but that's another story.
It'll get there.
Yes, the green wave is coming, and even we who have been toiling away in the environmental world are starting to get that trickle-down benefit, I hope, from the fact that people are waking up to the opportunities here, really.
No question about it. And you're absolutely right. The example, your own example and my own example, I was doing career consulting in general and just converted, using my skills in career consulting, just moved into the green space doing the same thing. So the story there is, the moral of that story is you can take anything that you know how to do and direct it toward the green agenda, because there's virtually no aspect of the economy that isn't going to need to be converted in some way to be more sustainable. So whether you are someone with IT skills or whether you're a marketing person or whether you're a human resource person, you can always find an organization that is working in the green space that you could work for and apply your skills. There are also new kinds of jobs emerging, like sustainability director in corporations. This is a C-level position that more and more companies are creating. In fact, even in the public sector at the city of Mill Valley, here where I live, we have a sustainability director at the city who proposes initiatives like green building codes and bans on plastics and making sure the city is using hybrid vehicles and putting solar on the roof. So everywhere you look, there are these jobs emerging, that, the sustainability director kinds of jobs, where someone has the accountability and a leadership role to be looking at the whole operation of a business and seeing not only where energy efficiencies and water efficiencies can be had, which will reduce costs, but also what's going on with where you source your materials, what's going on with your waste stream, you know, taking a 360-degree view of the business.
Marie, I'm afraid we're out of time. We'll get back to you another time. Thanks so much for being part of our special First Beat Job program. We'll be right back.
My pleasure.